Thank you very much, Sister Lamide. Thank you very much, ma'am. I hope we can all hear me. Okay, so the day has come and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a great pleasure for us to have us in our midst, and as we begin the second batch of Spiritual Academy for the year 2023. So I congratulate you. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. God bless you and God bless the team. I say, oh, we celebrate the Lord God. Oh, we first give glory to God for this opportunity to gather as a family. And we're also giving God the thanks for the vision that he has envisioned in the hand of the director in the person of Pastor Femi Adamleko. So, and we also thank the team members, the board of directors, the team, and we thank you for participating and joining us today. Now, as we know, or if you don't know, today is our orientation where we want you to know what to expect. We want you to meet the supervisors. We want you to open your mind to see what we have in store and what God has in store for you as being partaker of this wonderful academy. It is not a mistake that you are in our midst. So we know that it is important, and at a time as this, we celebrate you for joining us. So now we have, of course, we have our list of what we want you to know for today. So please kindly bear with us as we begin to fellowship with one another in this orientation for today. So, Sister Adamlola will help us in the introduction of the team that we have in Spirit World Academy. So, Sister Adamlola, please, let's have you on board.
Good evening, beloved. Good evening, everyone. You're welcome to Spiritual Academy Orientation. I am Damilola Fatsula, and I am the Director of Media and Communication. All glory to God for this orientation, and special thanks to the General Director and the Board of Directors for this privilege. Truly, it's a privilege to have this opportunity to introduce the Board of Directors to you and to sharpen your perspective regarding volunteering in a unit at Spiritual Academy. Accept my congratulations on being admitted into this noble institution. Moving on, I'll start from the General Director. The General Director of Spiritual Academy, his name is Pastor Femi Adamolekun, and the Principal, Pastor Olufunke Bamigboye. And we have the Registrar, Pastor Samuel Awuwole, then the director of this evening and with, I believe we are celebrating them. Please let's celebrate our directors. They are doing very wonderful job in Spirit World Academy. Please celebrate them in the comment section. Celebrate them, celebrate them. Then we have Director of Disciplining and Welfare, Pastor Tokpe Olariwaju, Director of Logistics and Ministries in the Diaspora, Ms. Mayowa Akonji. We have Director of Research and Academic Planning, Ms. Jimoh Olamide. Then our Director of Finance, Ms. Christiana Sunday. Then we have Director of Media and Communications, Ms. Damilola Fatunla. Then we have Director of Evangelism and Outreach, Evangelist Adetayo Adewobi. Please let's celebrate our board of directors. You can use the clapping emoji, just celebrate them. Do something for Jesus. Okay, let's proceed. I want to encourage everyone here, as you've been admitted into Spiritual Academy School of Ministry, to volunteer at least in a unit, because volunteering is, I want to give you the definition of volunteering now so that you can have a broader perspective of what you'll be doing if you're volunteering in School of Ministry. Okay, so volunteering is the selfless act of dedicating your time, skills, and resources to support causes that you believe in without expecting anything in return. Okay, so when you're volunteering, of course, you don't expect a physical presence in return. You're volunteering, you're contributing to the vision of the academy. So I want you to know that it's a powerful force, volunteering, that's what I mean, that can transform lives and it can create change and build a better world. Volunteering provides you with the opportunity to develop personally and professionally. Through volunteering, you gain valuable skills and experiences that can enhance your personal growth. Sometimes, while volunteering, you can learn new talents and mostly improve existing ones. Okay, take for instance, now I'm the director of media and communication. I get to design graphics, and by doing this, I'm improving my skill daily. The experience from volunteering can be added to your CV as well, and this will help you to develop your portfolio. So I really want to implore you that as you be starting your courses in School of Ministry, at least try to join a unit to serve, to use your talents, to use your skill. And one thing I can assure you is volunteering at Spiritual Academy will help you develop a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Moreover, volunteering is not only beneficial to those we serve, but also to ourselves. Yes, just like the example I've given. If you volunteer, you get to sharpen your skill, you broaden your horizon, and a lot more that in it for you. And even in the Bible, 1 Peter 4:10, it says, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. See, when you selflessly serve God, He blesses you. And by volunteering at Spiritual Academy, you help us achieve the overall vision of this academy. I really want to reiterate it again that it's expedient that you join a unit, just volunteer and use your skills to the advancement of the kingdom of God. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to Pastor Femi Adamalekun for this opportunity. And thank you to the board of directors. I am Damilola Fasola, and congratulations once again.
Please let's appreciate our director of media. And next is a cable registrar coming on board. And I know that you'll be wondering, how am I going to know all the names? Don't worry. By the time we begin to fellowship with ourselves in a couple of weeks, you'll begin to know us individually. So rest assured and let our registrar come on board.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Oh, blessed be God forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to first bless the name of the Lord for this session again. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heaven places in Christ. Hallelujah. So we know we are called the blessed. We bless God for how much He has blessed us, we believers, who has found the grace of God to be accepted in the beloved, according to Ephesians 2:8 and Ephesians 1:6. We have been blessed. We have been blessed. We have been blessed by God, and that's a plus. It's an advantage for us as Christians, as believers. So we are blessed. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Spiritual things will make no sense to you as a believer, especially when the believer is in ignorance. And Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 12:1 that now concerning spiritual gifts, the word spiritual gift, the word gift there is italicized, and that means that it is not part of the hard copy. I mean, it was the King James that added that. He added that to the translation. So That means what Paul was saying in that place was concerning spiritual, are we not having ignorance? So there's a desire in Paul's heart that he will not allow the Corinthian church to be ignorant. You know, that same desire is in God. You know, Paul got that desire from God. He got that desire from God that God will never want believers, not only believers now, we never want any man that he created to be in ignorance. I see in ignorance. Hallelujah. So that means it is in the heart of God that even as we know that we are believers, we know much more details about our status as believers. Hallelujah. So there's something that must gladden a believer's heart. That, okay, I'm ready to know more of God. I'm ready to know more of him. I'm ready to know more concerning serving him. Hallelujah. So, you know, and I said, that's why God has made special institutions such as local church primarily, you know, Bible training centers and etc. Which Spiritual Academy is one of the Bible training center God himself has ordained to believers in knowing God through accurate teachings from God's word and a demonstration of God's spirit. Hallelujah. So that means I said that God will allow us to know more of him. And he has set some institutions such as local church, primarily. We don't talk less of local church. We don't talk down on local church. Local church is the primary way God wants us to know him. Hallelujah. So also God created Bible training centers just for people to learn God's word and to know more of him. There are schools of ministry. You know, Spiritual Academy is part of God's ordained institution to make man, to make believers understand their realities, their needs, believers understand their purpose concerning God's plan and purpose on the earth. Hallelujah. So you see, you are in the right place. Say to yourself, I'm in the right place. You know, you can be loud about that. You can be loud about that. You know, how are you going to be loud about that? By you typing. Type it that I'm in the right place. You are in the right place. Because see, and because of I'm welcoming all students here. I'm welcoming you that you have made the right decision. You have made the right decision. There was a time I also made this decision as a student. I can remember that was 2021. I made the decision to join Spiritual Academy as a student. And, you know, that decision has got me to be here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, see myself serving in the vineyard of God. So that's a great decision to make. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And you see, there's an assurance in us, especially with the director. We know that you can't finish this this 5 month intensive training your life and your ministry is Grace, please meet your mic. Thank you. So as I was saying, you can't finish this training and your life and ministry remain the same. It's not possible. We have prepared ourselves. We have prepared a lot of things for you. We have prepared, you know, principal will come to tell you that. So I'm just doing my own. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you about Spiritual Academy a little. Our vision. What is our vision? Our vision is to raise stronger believers and ministries. We are committed to raising visionary and passionate leaders. You see, taking the influence of Christ to the end of the earth, we mentor and equip young ministers and other kingdom-driven believers to be more productive and efficient in their respective area of calling and their work with God. Now, listen, I want you to see an emphasis. There's an emphasis in our vision concerning raising strong believers and ministries, stronger believers and ministries. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You see, we are passionate about that. We are just so passionate about that. God has sent us to do that, and we are passionate about it. I don't want to say it in Yoruba because it's going to be sweeter in that way. But you see, I want you to know that it is very, very strong in our hearts to raise stronger believers and ministry. And we don't care whether you are a male or female, because we know that there is no male or female in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we know that we are raising men. And you know that will make me say our mission to you that what's our mission, especially? Our mission is to equip and deploy. You know that word deploy is to send you forth. It's to send you forth. It's to send you forth. We will send you forth.
you will do God's work. That's all we are. All we want to be sure. You will do God's work. I'm 1 million ministers. You know, who will take the influence of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the billions in every sphere of life. You know, the billions we are seeing is not only in Nigeria, because we have a student that graduated from Spirit World Academy from the abroad. I mean, you have to be precise now. Bradford, yeah, if I'm right, she graduated from Spirit World Academy. She's even a volunteer now. She's working for the academy. So we are not limited to Nigeria alone. We are all over the world. That's the mission. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So there is a stronger emphasis on 1 million ministers who reach the billions. Can say to yourself, say I'm part of those 1 million ministers. Say to yourself, yeah. Say to yourself, you can be loud about it by saying it and typing it, that I am part of that 1 million ministers that will reach the billions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, what is our aim? See, throughout this academy, we have the major aim. You know, God speaks to us specifically about every string, what he wants to do concerning this string. We know God speaks to us that, okay, this is what he wants to do to this string. Yeah, that looks like a specific aim. That looks like a specific purpose. Yeah. But you see, we have a general aim. There's a general aim that we have. You know, there's a general purpose that we have. But you know, sometimes God streamlines things so that we can get it better. And that's why we normally have specific word for every string. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's something God is having for you. So be prepared. Open your heart and be prepared. What's our aim? First thing, we raise men who are grounded. With what? With the accuracy in the knowledge of Christ through diligent teaching of God's word and demonstration of the Spirit power. Say amen to that. Say amen to that. You know, 2 Timothy 2:15, make us understand that 2 Timothy 2:15 now was talking about that we should rightly divide the word of truth. Yeah, be not ashamed as a good student of God's word. I'm trying to paraphrase now that we should not be ashamed to divide the word of truth. We are going to accurately divide God's word to you. You know, we are going to make you to understand basics of your of Christianity. So, and how, you know, also we also pay attention to raising men that are full and filled of the Spirit, with zero tolerance to lukewarmness and inconsistency. We don't allow lukewarmness. You can't be cold today and be hot tomorrow. That is not you. Say amen to that. Say that is not me. Say I can't be cold today and be hot tomorrow. I am always on fire. Glory to God. You know, you are a director. No, Pastor Adams, to precise now. No, Pastor Adams is very, very strong. You're like, oh, you're hot. You see him saying you will get to hear that word from him very well. You know, the word hot is always strong in his mouth. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We don't allow inconsistency. You can't be inconsistent. You will be strong and consistent. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. You know, we have discovered their ministry in Lord and propagate them to go and disciple other men. You know, Matthew 28 talk about that. You know, 2 Timothy 2:1-4 also talk about that. You see, we are in the business to raise you and so that you can propagate the gospel of Christ. You see, the gospel of Christ must reach the end of the earth, and that's one thing we are good at. Hallelujah. You know, our directors are coming in. They will tell you much more about evangelism. We pay attention to evangelism. That's one of our key. We pay attention to evangelism. Evangelism, you will do. Say amen to that. Evangelism, you do. Raising of disciples, you will raise. Oh, you will raise. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. You know, the last thing on the hymn, raise men who is focused to see the whole earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Well, you know, when the Bible said it in Habakkuk 2:14. And you know, he made a simile between the knowledge of God's word and the water covering the sea. You know, how does the water cover the sea? You already there's no empty space. There's no empty space. So everywhere will be filled. Glory to God. That's what will happen. Everywhere will be filled. There will not be empty space. There will not be a void space. There will not be a void. Everywhere will be filled. That's the plan. And you are part of that plan. Say amen to that. Say I'm part of that plan. I'm part of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what's our core? Our core values. You know, these are the things you must just know. And you must not just know them Maybe you want to, maybe when they ask you to go and check it. No, put them at the tips of your finger. Know it. Wake up with it and you know, wake up with it and you know it by heart. You know it by heart. Hallelujah. Our core values, we just have 5 core values, and I want you to pay attention to it. 1, growth. What I say? Growth. You will grow. You have to grow. 1 Peter 2:1-2. Bible says, desire the systemic of the world that you may grow thereby. Hallelujah. We pay attention to spiritual growth. And that's why one of our courses is going to talk about spiritual growth. Maturity. You're going to see it. You're going to talk about maturity. You will grow. Hallelujah. We talk about local church. See, we are not local church. We are not. We are not church. You can't hear Spirit World Academy church. Mm-mm. We are Spirit World Academy, and we are basically teaching men concerning the things of God and putting them in ministry. Are you getting me? So we are not church. So we won't tell you to come and be coming to our church. There's nothing like that. What we do is to raise men. Hallelujah. So pay attention to your local church. Don't place premium on your local church. What I say? Place premium on your local church. Place emphasis on your local church. Please, don't be good here and not be good in your local church. We don't advise that. That's it. Don't be faithful here and don't be. You are faithful here and you're not faithful in your local church. We don't advise that. So be faithful in your local church as you are faithful here. Say amen to that. Integrity. See, we are men that are good, that is going to feed the spheres of life. You know, you are men that is going to feed the spheres of life. You need to be full of integrity. Let people know you for your word. Don't be a liar. Be truthful. Be honest. Are you getting me? Be truthful, be honest. In your business, in your work, in where you are, find yourself to be a truth man. You see, they can't say that, okay, where are you from? We're going to say you are from Spirit World Academy and you are doing this way. No, don't let it be heard. Are you getting me? Don't let it be the head. Service. Hallelujah. You know, my boss has come the other time. She spoke about you paying attention to volunteering. And she has said something very good there. See, pay attention to it. Serve the Lord with all your heart. The Bible says not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit. What did he say? Serving the Lord. Romans 12:11. Not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit. What do you do again? You serve the Lord. Say amen to that. Say excellence. Excellence is our number 5 core value. See, whatever you do, be excellent at it. Academics, be excellent at it. Things of the spirit, be excellent at it. Anything you do, your business, be excellent at it. Be a man strong in what? Excellence. Hallelujah. You know, it was just like I've said to you. See, what I just said to you is on one end. Is what one end is for you to be prepared and be on guard. Say amen to that. That's the reason why I said all this. And I don't say all this because we have written it down and want to just say something so that you can feel good bumps. No, we are saying this so that you can get prepared and you are on guard. Say amen to that. So you can say to yourself, I am hungry. I'm hungry for God's word. I'm hungry for the things of the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, just how do you make this thing settle in your heart? How do you make your heart take all this in, all these things I've said in and digest it? It's by praying in the Holy Ghost. So praying the Holy Ghost to just soak in those things you have heard. Praying the Holy Ghost to soak in those things you have heard. Hallelujah. Skeleman the brand no stone brand gong there, guys, stepping in the baratashti. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Bradondoshku Vesiladish. Men brat who grassuzu vehenidi, brade gandoshunabadis. Lambandos of Ranangas, Kubradandas in a hand of battle to rectanda dosh. Livranals of an anagris, Sambahanagris. And Brabatus Cambranan the Zuzovanadigros. Voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And Brasuzovanadigros. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. I hope you can hear me. Please comment on the section if you can hear me. Yes, thank you, Pastor Samuel, our registrar. I will be continuing from where he stopped. I'm Bamigbe Olufunke. Yes. So, as we have received you into our midst, we want to open your minds to see what you should expect in the academy and what the academy expects from you. I will take us on the journey of our schedule. And I will also take us in the journey or our code of conduct. Praise the Lord. It is expected that men must know how to behave. Praise the Lord. So as an academy, which is also a school, we know how to behave accordingly. Praise the Lord. Of course, we have a disciplinary team. So it's not as though you'll be saying, will they beat me? No. We know, but this is a believers meeting and believers also. This is part of the trainings that we are going to imbibe personally and also put to use. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, so I said firstly that what should we as students expect in the academy. You have been invited, you have volunteered, you have paid, and okay, how do I get value? Some actually ask me, which value am I to expect? Will I not regret joining the academy? Praise the Lord. And as our ministers, our directors have said earlier, he said what? This place is right for you to be at this time. Praise the Lord. Now, good. So, first thing we are to expect is that what? We are fervent. Praise the Lord. We are fervent. We are fervent. You know, Spiritual Academy is not for unbelievers. So, now we are training what? Believers to be what? More fervent in the spirit, more fervent in word, more fervent in doctrine. Now, in fervency in the word, we mean that you are able to rightly divide the word. You do not rest the scriptures. These are things that you begin to learn in the academy. Praise the Lord. You begin to learn rules guiding reading the Bible, rules guiding interpretation of scriptures. Are you following? Now, so we are raising believers that are well balanced. Praise the Lord. In all areas of life. So we are not raising believers that just know how to pray alone and will not study the Word of God or read. Or you read the Word of God alone and you do not what? Pray. No. Or you pray, you read, and we don't see your fruit in evangelism. Those are not the type of believers we are raising as an academy, but a believer that is what? Balanced. Praise the Lord. Say, I am a balanced believer. I am a balanced believer. Praise God. Now, so we raise believers that are sound in doctrine. Now, to what end are we teaching you? To what end are you going to receive lectures? They are to the end that you can also do what? Teach others also and also do what? apply it. Praise the Lord. He said, what Jesus Christ began both to do and teach, I will follow him. So the teaching is to an aim that what you do, you practice it, and you also what? Communicate it. I will follow him. Now, next is that what? We train believers on discernment. We train believers on discernment. Your senses being sharpened to discern. Are you following me? To discern. Glory to God. We train believers to know the person of the Holy Spirit. To know the person of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Yes, I have the Holy Spirit. Yes. What have you been doing with the Holy Spirit since you have received him? I'll follow it. So these are the things that your eyes will be open. Your eyes and understanding will be enlightened to see. I'll follow me. It will be enlightened to know, understand, and what? Partake. So that you can further fellowship more with the Spirit. Praise the Lord. I'm beginning to see realms in the Spirit that you might not, or your mind ever think or thought about. Praise ye the Lord. So we are what? Looking into the fellowshipping of the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, what do you expect in Spirit World Academy? You are expected to grow. As our registrar said, that is our core values, and we stand by it. You will not be weak. Hey, praise the Lord. You will not be weak. Neither will you remain weak. Praise the Lord. For you are what? You are a strengthened believer. And you are strong. One that will chase 1,000. It's not someone that is weak. And two that will put 10,000 to flight is not a weak person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what do we expect? We expect that we are disciplined. We are more disciplined. Discipline in the study of the scripture. Discipline in prayers. Discipline in evangelism. Discipline in expressing the gifts of the Spirit in praying in tongues. So when you come, what you see as an academy, you see us, we pray both in the Spirit. We pray both in understanding, also in breakfast prayers, because we have them. We have breakfast prayers. We wake you up. You pray. As you are hearing people pray, you will also lead people to pray. I will follow me. So you pray. You study. Not only are you listening, you will also partake in assignments. Praise the Lord. Now we go on evangelism. It's a topic on its own. And you will participate. Glory to God. Say hi. Participate in evangelism. In soul winning. Say after me. I participate in evangelism. Soul winning. Praise the Lord. You participate in expressing the gifts in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, we work as a team. So what you learn in Spirit World Academy is that what? Teamwork. You will not stand alone as a one-man army. Praise God. You will begin to draw strength from all the believers. You begin to draw knowledge, draw grace. Praise God. You begin to draw accountability from all the believers. Praise God. So, of course, we will place ourselves in teams. So you will be under supervisors. So, which that means we have a cluster. It's a cluster of us. Now, so what you should expect is that we will further be subdivided into groups, and we have heads of groups, which you will report to. So you will now work as a what? As a team. Praise God. You work as a what? Team. And even corporately, we work as a what? As a team. Praise God. We like the meeting you're seeing today, is a combination of what? Teamwork. Praise God. It's a combination of what? Teamwork of meetings. And you can see that men come to what? To minister unto you. Praise ye the Lord. You also will do likewise. Are we following? Next, we are to expect is fellowship. We fellowship with one another, both in word, we fellowship in doctrine, we fellowship in love, we fellowship in giving. I know when it comes to giving now, and I said, no, my fellowship is just word of mouth. No, you also fellowship in giving. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, so after I have told us what we had to expect in the academy, now we want you to know that as an academy, we also expect some things from you, which may necessarily not be convenient. Of course, you are not here just for you to be convenient. Actually, it is a training, a military training. It is not because you are fine. That's why you are in military. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you. Just sorry, pardon my network. Yes. So in military trainings, you must be fit, ever ready. Praise the Lord. So in this academy, we want you to be what? To be fit. Good. Praise the Lord. We want you to be fit. So what is the academy expecting from you? We expecting that you are what? You are humble. Praise God. You are what? You are humble. You are wondering, why do we expect you are humble? It's that the less is blessed of the greater. You need to be humble to receive the ministry of the teachers that will be teaching. Praise the Lord. No man is an island. I come to class as you also come to class, and I am blessed as you are ministering. Praise God. So don't be thinking, I know, yes, the directors, they don't need to come to class since they know everything. No, no. We also are blessed as they are being ministered, as we are being ministered unto. As you also, you should also be humble to what? To receive. Glory to God. Now, what are we expecting? We're expecting punctuality. Please don't be a student that we are what? You will forget of our meeting time. You will forget of the classes. We call you, you will not pick, please. It is not a good thing, please. Be punctual. This is also a sign of what? Discipline. Once you hear 8, be there by 8. Be 7, be there by 7. Praise the Lord. You can even be there earlier. Praise the Lord. Good. So we want you to be what? Punctual. Next is what? Dressing. You are wondering, what do they want to use my dressing for? Now, the dressing is to the hand that you might want to enable your video. So, I would not want to see you in your wonderful, glorious body. Praise the Lord. I hope you understand my English. So, we want you to be properly covered. So, please, when you are coming to class, just what? Dress well. Glory to God. Dress well. Now, the next is what? Your study space. And we want also that as you are coming to class, have your writing materials. Go to where there is proper network. Praise the Lord. Network is king. Have your writing materials, your pen, and jot. Glory to God. These are what you go and review. Even at the end of the academy, you still go to your jotters and what? And jot. Now, what we also expect, as I was saying, humble, to be humble, you also what? To your teachers, you take permission for exit of class in case there is what? An emergency that needs your urgent attention. We just don't want somebody coming in class and within 10 minutes they've disappeared. No. Praise the Lord. There must be a reason of cogency for that. Are we following? Praise God. Praise God. Now, we are to do it. Respect one another. That is what the academy expects from us. Respect to the teachers. Respect to our fellow students. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are wondering, is this a school? Yes, it is. So prepare your mind to be under tutelage, under mentorship for the next couple of minutes. You can further enlighten yourself by going to the student code of conduct. You will see and see what is expected of you in the academy. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, before I leave, now, what is our lecture schedule? You might have it in your mind. What is our lecture schedule? We have Sundays, Mondays, and Fridays. 3 hours each day, 7 to 10, 7 to 10. Our lecture schedule is from Sunday, Mondays, and Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. So ensure you are there before 7 and finish by 10. Glory to God for your online classes. Praise God. The online classes are what? No. The online classes, the physical classes, or the virtual class. Yes. Better way. The virtual class is by what? The live class. That's the perfect word to use. The live class is from 7 to 10 on Fridays, Mondays, and Sundays. Please draw your schedule and prepare to be there. If you won't be there, kindly inform your supervisor so that he or she can be aware. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I believe. Yes. Now, lastly, we should prepare our minds. We will be having projects which mimics the academic project, but not as voluminous. So calm down. But we just want you to do it. Open your minds so that you can widen your horizon about some topics. Are you following me? And also so that we can have enough database. We can have what? Enough database. You know, so 8 years ago. No, be precise. Praise the Lord. Be precise. Glory to God. So that is what the project we also do work with. Glory to God. So I'll be inviting Pastor Tayo to give us some his presentations. Thank you. Welcome, Pastor Tayo.
Okay, all right. Good evening. Thank you, Principal. Good evening, everyone. I believe you can hear me. All right. Good evening. We are excited to have you here. Welcome to Spirit World Academy. So I'm very sure you are going to have a wonderful time in God's presence, you know, learning God's word and all. So the core purpose or the summary of everything is for you to grow spiritually, as a summary, and to do better, even in ministry. You are welcome once again. All right. You know, some of my principal, she has already said some things. And one of the things where I will start from, some of the things she said, she was talking about the teachings, and she said teaching is to an end. So that means the teaching itself is not an end. It's just like it means to an end. So after you have been taught one or two things in the academy, we have to put it into practice. So my name is Adetayo Adewobi, and I will be talking about Operation Philip, what Operation Philip is all about, just to break things down. Okay, so I will be starting from this angle. You know, for every one of you, okay, like individual now, you are here, you have one or two reasons why you have joined. So if I want to kind of list some out, it's either you have a, you are sensing the call of God upon your life, You want to discover God's purpose for your life. You want to grow spiritually and all. You know, or you just want to know, even if you are yet to be a believer, like you want to come to that light of Christ. Okay, who is this Jesus? Who is this Christ? You are also welcome to Spirit World Academy, you know, because there is that assurance that you are going to meet God in this academy. All right. So whether you have this one of these reasons that I've listed out, one key thing is if you are a believer, we have this 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is almost clear. I know every one of us, we know it. Is that therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. He said, behold, all things have become new. Verse 8. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. So as a believer now, he said, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, that is reaching out to as many people as we can reach out to and winning them to Christ. No, that's the summary of it. That's one of the assignments that we have received. So it is not until you are a pastor or you have a church, you have been called into the fivefold ministry, maybe you are a prophet. No, it is not until that. But because you are a believer, because I am a believer, we have that responsibility of reaching out to people, to unsaved, you know, to save those people that are yet to receive the life of Christ. Okay, and so that is where Operation Philip comes in. Operation Philip, you know, when we talk about Operation Philip, it is an outreach program in Spiritual Academy. So it is not like an annual program, no, because Operation Philip always take place during School of Ministry. So that means if we'll be having different cohorts within a year, if we are having like 5 cohorts within a year, that means we'll be having 5 Operation Philips. I believe you understand. So that's what Operation Philip is. So it is an outreach program in Spirit of the World Academy. It takes place during the course of School of Ministry, and the purpose is to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in every state in Nigeria, because we are in Nigeria, and it's not just limited to Nigeria, to every part of the world, even outside of Nigeria. Once we have a believer there, you can carry out the assignment. Like I said earlier, because we are a believer, we have that assignment of reaching out to souls, to the lost souls, to win them to Christ. So wherever we find a believer, Operation Philip can hold there. It can hold there. So, you know, Romans 10, 13, 14 was explaining something to us. He said, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, we use it to pray, we pray, you know. But when we read it contextually, it's actually talking about salvation, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So we have the responsibility, as we have said earlier, of reaching out to some persons, to the lost souls, and to win them to Christ. So this, we have that series of questions being asked in verse 17 of Romans 10. It said, how then shall they call on him they have not believed? So that means the lost soul, they can't call upon him that they have not believed. They can't believe in whom they have not heard. So that means they have to hear first, then they believe in him, and then they are saved. So that's where our responsibility comes in, why it is important, even as a believer, that after we are being saved, we also reach out to those people who are here to see the light of the glorious gospel. We reach out to them, we preach the gospel of Christ to them. So, like I said earlier, that is the summary of what we do in Operation Philip. And so Spirit World Academy, as other directors have been saying, it is a learning ground to raise stronger believers. So that And now, Spirit World Academy is now giving you as a student. And also, let me just mention this, that Operation Philip is not just limited to the student of the academy. Like I said earlier, we said wherever we can find a believer, Operation Philip can hold actively there. So now it gives you as a student of the academy the platform to actually express that which you have learned during the course of the course. You know, we, as some of the directors have said, listing out some of the topics that will be taught, talking about the basis of Christianity. So, and also we have a course called titled, we have Evangelism and Discipleship. Now, during the course, why during that course, that's when we have Operation Philip that will take place. So after you have learned about evangelism, learned one or two things, how to actively participate in it, then we will go out to actually do what we have learned. You know, our principal was quoting the book of Acts chapter 1, talking about Jesus Christ, that what he was teaching, he also did it. What he both to teach and to do. So the same thing we are also doing in Spirit World Academy, after you have been taught this and that, then we'll also go out to practice it. Okay, what we have been taught, is it real? Can we actually do it? So that means Operation Philip gives you that platform, gives you that opportunity, even as a student of the academy, to actively participate in evangelism. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:1 was saying, he said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have obtained mercy, he said, we faint not. And so if we will not faint, that means we have to do what the master has given unto us. Since we call evangelism, as it is popularly said, we call it the Great Commission. Abi, the Great Commission. And so, because we will not faint, we will do it. So now we reach out as a believer, reach out to those people who are yet to see the light of the glorious gospel, who are yet to believe in Christ. So during Operation Philip, we practice the act of preaching the gospel, demonstrating the power of God in the act of preaching. You know, what some of the things the gospel brings is deliverance. So we also demonstrate the power of God. You know, we pray for the sick. We pray for the sick, for them to be healed. Even in the process of preaching to people, you get men filled with the Holy Ghost and all. So it is going to be an exciting time in God's presence. You know, when you just go out, during the course of the school of ministry, you know, some of the teachers they will be taught a lot of things, talking about the Holy Spirit, and then you learn, okay, I can actually hear God speak. But now you have been taught in the class, then when you go out, you launch out preaching the gospel, then you can actually put it into practice. Oh, it is true. Then to anyone you are preaching to, you can say, oh, this is what the Lord is saying. Okay, this and this and this. You know, you give word of wisdom, you give word of knowledge in the act. And so, you know, that one will actually build in you confidence that when we talk about Jesus, we talk about the Holy Spirit, we talk about the power that work in a believer, these things are actually true and they are obtainable. Amen and amen. So these are some of the things Operation Philip is going to is going to help you to achieve. It's just going to give to you. So my advice, you know, it is even compulsory for you as a student. It is not and it is no, you don't have any option. As a student of the academy, you must participate in Operation Philip. So now just go out during Operation Philip. You know, this year, okay, Operation Philip started last year. And that was the first of its kind, and that was it was September 10th of last year. And for the first quarter of this year, we did 2 days, yes, in the month of March, that's 24th and 25th of March this year. And also this cohort now, we will still be having Operation Philip during the course of the class. So let's just look forward look forward to it. It's going to be it's going to be a great opportunity. You don't want to miss it. That's just what I want to say. You don't want to miss it. So like I said, the first of its kind happened last year, and then we were only able to we are talking about the participants. It was just in 5 states in Nigeria. Well, glory be to God, this year has been awesome so far, and we had like about 8 states in Nigeria, and then not just limited to Nigeria, we have in other countries that also participated in Operation Philip this year, and we have a larger number of people participating when we compare it to last year. We have more people participating. So now I want to see you actively participating in Operation Philip. The date will be out. We'll pray concerning it before Operation Philip, before we choose the date. Everything will be set, we'll pray, and then we'll go out, and we believe that the power of God will be at work. It will be evident, so that you as a person, you have that assurance that, okay, when I ask in the name of Jesus, when I pray for the sick, they will receive their healing. You know, it boosts up our faith that, oh, this thing is actually real. So that's Operation Philip. So, and once again, I want to welcome you all to Spirit World Academy. I know it's going to be a great time in learning God's word and in putting it into action. God bless you. You are welcome once again. Thank you, Pastor Adams, for this opportunity. I do not take it for granted. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, good evening. My name is Sonny Christian Fiolua, the finance director of Spirit World Academy. So I want to welcome us once again to the orientation program. And I believe we've been getting oriented. So far, so we'll be talking about financial partnership with the academy. So firstly, I don't believe you are still hearing me. If you can still hear me, to signify, and if there's any point you cannot hear me, please let me know. So let's look into the scriptures a little. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 5. The amplified version of it says, "I thank my God for your fellowship, your sympathetic cooperation and contribution and partnership in advancing the good news, the gospel, from the first day you heard it until now." We can hear the principal of the school and even the evangelism director talk about the gospel, pouring of the gospel. As much as the gospel is reaching out to the unsaved, our finances is also germane in preaching the gospel. Finances is also a driver of the gospel. So there's a way at which your resource, my own resource, helps in pushing the gospel at a faster pace. So, Apostle Paul was telling people here that he was according them as regards their cooperation and their partnership from day one. So, the vision of their that raised. Can anybody still hear me now? Can we still hear me? So, the vision of the academy, as I was saying, is to raise stronger believers. So this is God's business. This is even the gospel as well. So we are reaching out to many other men to go out and reach out to people. So this is God's business. So this is us coming to you as an academy that you come and partner with God, come and invest your resource, and surely you'll be blessed back. This is open to the doors, the alumni, and even the students. Come and give to the Lord, come and bless, the academy with your resource. Another place to one thing given to God, one thing invest in God's business does to you is that it find a way of keeping your focus on the things which are above. You know, Luke chapter 12 verse 34 says that, "For where your treasure is there will your heart also be. If you want to keep your gaze on God, if you want to keep your gaze on that which is above.
Good evening, everybody. I want to say welcome to everybody who are here. It's a good privilege. It's an honor. I always count it as a privilege to have great men and women like you around in the academy. I've never taken it as a right to have people here, because it is a trust that you have given to us, to trust us with your time, and in fact to trust us with your future. Because the academy is not just going to affect your present, it's going to affect your future. So I'm very grateful for the privilege, for the honor, for the trust that you've given to us by registering for our training. And I want to appreciate all my team members, starting from the principal to the registrar to all the other members of board of directors. And I also appreciate the team of our volunteers as well. All right, the volunteer in media units, the volunteer in disciplinary units, and prayer units. Thank you for all your efforts and for all that you are doing in the academy. The Lord is your reward. In the name of Jesus. My name is Femi Adamolekun, and of course, we have directors in the academy. I think I am the general director, but usually I just put director in front of my name, but I'm the general director. Most of all of our leaders are directors in various capacities, so you want to do me the honor of giving them the same respect, the same honor that you have given to me under God, all right? And then I want you to know that everyone who will come up to teach in the academy, all right, have the endorsement of God upon their lives, and they have my endorsement as well. So while I'm saying that is, there are days that I will not be the one to teach the course, all right? So you don't see them as a lesser vessel in communicating the divine will of God. You accept and receive them the way you will receive my ministry, because I have trusted them as God has trusted them to be able to handle that particular course and deliver it effectively. All right, so I'm very persuaded that we are going to have a very smooth ride together in this school of ministry. I have an address, actually. I don't know where it is. I'm supposed to have a welcome address. If you permit me to just look for that. I'm supposed to have a welcome address. Holy Spirit of God. Maybe I was already thinking I might not just use it anymore. All right, so let me just share with us my welcome address so that it will be easy as you follow through what, as I teach, as I speak to that. Okay, this is my address. Glory to God in the highest for his love and for his gift of salvation bequeathed to us through the death, burial, the resurrection of his son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So indeed unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. Our gathering is unto the Lord in this academy. All right. It is with joy that I welcome you to Spiritual Academy School of Ministry 2023 July intake. And I believe strongly that your period of stay in this academy shall leave you with indelible change in all ramifications of life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. I believe in training randomly. All right, I believe in the roundedness of the Christian training. All right, our training does not leave out any aspect of life. We, as much as we teach spiritual, all right, basis of Christianity and all that, we also touch aspects that concern family. I believe that we are still going to have a discussion that relates with family and marriage, relationship and all that, and because of your training. We also talk about your career. Okay, so because we understand that it's not everyone that God has called into full-time ministry or pulpit ministry. So there is an aspect of the course where we prepare you for effectiveness and for maximum impact in life. All right, that is under Christian commitment. There is a course we take, Christian commitment, where we teach about what God expects from us as believers, both spiritually and secularly. Do you understand that? All right, and of course, we also prepare you for leadership. All right, we have courses on leadership. We have a course on spiritual leadership. We have another course on leadership and ministry ethics, just so that we prepare, all right, the rounded believer. I think the only aspect that our curriculum does not cover for now is finances, how to make money, how to multiply money. But of course, under leadership and ministry ethics, we talk about how to handle money, all right, as ministers of the gospel, so that money does not become a stumbling block to the effectiveness of the assignment of God for your life. Do you understand? All right, so the Great Commission of Jesus Christ to the church has essentially two parts. The first part is to herald the gospel of salvation to the unbelievers. And the second part is to make disciples out of those that will be saved. The Bible says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. So, and this is what every believer must be committed to, as they have emphasized. We are to be committed to getting people saved and discipling them. Many of the times we just focus on preaching the gospel and leaving them out. Well, that's like a man that gives birth to a child and throw the child out into the open for the child to survive on his own. God expects us to see to the maturity of our convert. Do you understand that now? So this assignment is the very reason why we exist as an academy. All right. It's our purpose for being in the body. And like Apostle Paul would say, the believer needs to ask God, Lord, why would you have me? And what will you have me do? What's the purpose of my existence? So the very basic reason for the existence of the academy is to train you to discover God-given assignments, all right, for your life, and thoroughly equip you for the fulfillment of the same with all of heaven's resources. Listen, God has not placed anybody on this earth without a specific assignment, all right? So one of the things we do in the academy, apart from exposing you to the general commission of Jesus Christ for the church, which is the preaching of the gospel and getting them saved, there is a specific approach. Let me use that word. There is a specific approach that God wants each and every one of us to follow to maximize, make use, all right, in getting that assignment done. For example, that specific approach for me is to run ministry like we have here under this umbrella. All right, the specific approach for someone can be to, all right, apart from the preaching of the gospel, to gather children, all right, teach them, mature them, and send them forth as, burning torch into the world to get the heart of Jesus Christ to himself. So there is a specific assignment that God has for everyone. So part of our focus in the academy is to help you to discover that specific assignment or specific approach, all right, to the call of God upon your life, and then we prepare you for the fulfillment of that assignment. So it's going to be an experience. If you already have an understanding of God's assignment for your life, you're already doing it at a mayor, there's an effectiveness that will supply. If you are not doing it at all right, there is an equipping, all right, and there is a spur to take the leap of faith into the destiny that the Lord has prepared for you. So prepare for that. And of course, we say that with all of heaven's resources, listen, God does not want us to do ministry by struggling. All right, all of heaven's resources is at the disposition of a man of vision. You see that? So how do we harness the resources of heaven to fulfill the assignment of God for our lives? We look at that together. So by the grace of God, over the next 20 weeks, we'll be exploring by precept and practice the fundamentals of Christian faith, the basis of ministry and purpose. We'll look at things like Bible hermeneutics, Christian character, or character development, all right, and prepare for destiny. So I want to say to you, prepare for a great time in Spiritual Academy. And once again, welcome in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, I think that's just it. I believe that you're following me up to this point. So a number of things has been said about how our program is going to run. We're going to be having classes. Now, let me start by saying this to you. that don't expect Spiritual Academy to be convenient. All right, disclaimer. let me do this disclaimer from the beginning. Somebody say, it's too stressful. It's not convenient for me. I cannot combine it. Listen, the academy is not designed for your convenience. Please let me say that from the beginning. This is a Bible school, like the registrar said. All right, this is a school ministry and it's a school. A school is not designed for your convenience. A school is designed for your education. Okay? The academy is going to stretch you. We don't stress people. Praise God. We don't stress, all right? There is no stress in the academy. But we will stretch you. Like, we will pull you to your elastic limits, but you will not break. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, I'm preparing your mind so that you can have a mindset of growth. You can understand that growth will stretch you. Growth will cut you. All right, to grow, you'll be caught, you'll be stretched, you'll be compressed, all right, you'll be expounded, all kind of things will be expected to be done to you and by you in the process of your stay here. So let me say once again that the academy is not convenient. If you are looking for an institution where you will be convenient and comfortable, then we will be glad to refund your money. All right, with which you have registered, and you can take the step out of the academy. But if you are here, you will have to be in business. And let me be very frank with you. You will have to make sacrifices. You will have to slim fit certain aspects of your lives, all right, in order to fit into the academy. You will have to make sacrifices. For example, I registered for a Bible school, and I had to sacrifice every Saturday. All right, I don't take appointments on Saturdays and on Sundays just so that I can optimally participate in the Bible school. All right, and there are times that I have to sacrifice my night, all right, in order to keep up with the lectures and the classes. So why I'm saying that to you is because such responsibility might be required of you. All right, I know that there are one or two persons who have signed up for the academy who are married. Now, our classes are supposed to hold between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Now, if you are married here, or if you are the one that prepares meal in your house, that looks like a good time to prepare meal for the family. So you may not be a well candidate for the live class. You might have to sacrifice part of your sleeping time in order to listen to the recording. Don't say, I've been very busy. No, everybody make time for what is important to them. I believe that you have registered for the academy because you consider your spiritual growth and the assignment of God for your life to be important. So if you have made such importance to it, go that extra mile of making that sacrifice. All right? So if you have to listen to the pre-recorded class, which is 9 hours class, 3 hours, it will require discipline. Let me be sincere with you. It requires discipline. It requires you to make sacrifice and be intentional. Okay? So that means putting earpiece in your ear and listening to 3 hours teaching and taking notes for effectiveness. It's not going to be by convenience. You're right. You might have to, the time you are supposed to use to watch movies, that might be the time you use to keep up with class. The time you're supposed to gist with your friends, you might not have that luxury over the next 20 weeks. Listen, you will. Those friends, those movies, they will always be there, all right? But your destiny is moving. I mean, time is going on the assignment of God for your life. Colossians 4, verse 17 says, say to Archippus, all right, to take heed to the ministry that he has received in the Lord and that he fulfilled. So this point in time, you are to take heed to your ministry. Take heed to your growth. Take heed to your destiny. Take heed to God's assignment for your life and sacrifice certain conveniences, all right, in order to be the best at what God has called you to do. What is 9 hours in a week? Just in one day, we have 24 hours. 24 times 7 is a lot of time. So is the time that we are using to do class is actually not much. If you understand priority, if you understand the importance of what you are to gain here, you will easily give that 9 hours. What is 9 hours times? What is 24 times 7? So, what give us a figure in the chat? those who are into mathematics, yeah, I'm not in mathematics per se. Okay, so what I'm just saying is that 9 hours out of a week is actually not much. It's actually not much. I know that you go to work, you do other things, you go to church, you go for riazas. I do all those things too. I have a lot of other commitments. Yesterday, I was in a meeting for young businessmen in our ministry, and you know, we were trying to fix a 1 hour time for prayer meeting. And it was difficult for me to find 1 hour to fix that prayer meeting. That's how busy I can be. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't think you are the most busy person. All right. This place I am sitting, this is where I will still be sitting till like 12, 1, 2 a.m. before I go to lay down and then be up by 5 a.m. All right. So it is sacrifices. And why do we make such sacrifices? Not because I'm a pastor. It's because I have a vision. It's because I know where I'm going. So let there be a sense of vision. Let the assignments of God for your life, the destinies that are depending on you, let them be your motivation. Be motivated and say, no, if I grow, it's for my benefit and it's for the benefit of the kingdom of God. My generation will call me blessed if I make the sacrifice. So make the sacrifice so that your generation can call you blessed. Your children, your grandchildren can call you blessed. Listen, Abraham made some decisions in his life. And today, we are beneficiaries of those decisions that Abraham made. Do you understand what I'm saying? Make some decisions that generations to come will be happy. And say, thank you, Mama Glory. Thank you, Sir Samuel Salami, for making the decision to grow, for sacrificing your conveniences, for sacrificing data. All right, the academy is going to require data. 3 hours class, 3 days, that's 9 hours, is going to require data. Listen. Okay, maybe this is the point where I start telling you that you have to learn to live by faith. Praise God. You have to learn to live by faith. Believe God. You say, how do I afford it? I cannot even afford it. Listen, life is by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Believe God for the provision. Believe God for the supply of data. Believe God for light. Believe God for a good phone. Believe God for a good network, and it's going to happen the way you have believed God for it. Do you understand something? Believe God. Believe God. Don't start. If you give in right now, you weaken your faith. If you start giving excuses, you weaken your faith. So let your faith remain strong and up. All right? Believe God for time. Believe God for data. Believe God for, you know, the ability to understand. Believe God for everything that you know could have been an hindrance. Handle them by faith. All right. And you'll be glad that you did. Praise God. So, okay, I believe that we still have more time to talk next week. Let's just start next week, Friday, by the grace of God. 7 p.m. next week, Friday. Please be on time. And then there is going to be an attendance on the website. I believe you saw the website link on the group page, right? The website is going to be the website link. The classes will be sent to us every Friday, and the attendance is going to be there. Those who need to do pre-recording and need to follow the recording is going to be there as well. And please listen, every Monday night, please follow me closely. Every Monday night, you have to work with our website, please. Our website is going to be your best friend. Like, you have to cram it, cram our website. Every Monday night, the link to write exam is going to be uploaded between Monday and Friday. That's 10 p.m. on Monday. Nearly we'll finish class on Monday night. The link for exam will be available. And between that Monday night and Friday morning, you can write your exam. Please don't come Friday evening and start saying, sir, I cannot find the link to the exam anymore. It will disappear. The link to the exam will disappear by Friday morning. So you have between Monday and, let's say, Thursday night to write your exam. What do I mean? For example, next weekend, we are taking basics of salvation course. All right? So we'll do it on Friday, 3 hours, on Sunday, 3 hours, and on Monday, 3 hours. So after that Monday, we are done with that course. You are expected to write an exam on it. So that exam will be available between Monday and Friday. Now, the reason why the exam link is available for such number of days, number one, is because there is a book that is attached to every course. Okay? Some of you have downloaded the timetable, right? If you have downloaded the timetable, please signify on the group. The link to the timetable is also there on that orientation page. The link to the timetable is there. All right. So if you have downloaded the timetable, you will see. All right. There is a book attached to every course. So when you finish reading that book, that's when you are supposed to write the exam, because the exam is going to ask you, have you finished reading the book? That's the reading assignment. So you may not have to jump at it every Monday. Okay, you might take your own exam on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but make sure you write the exam when it is still fresh in your head. So, and make sure you read every reading assignment. Like I said, the last question on your exam will say that, have you completed the reading assignment, okay, for the week? So if your answer is no, you're going to be losing, I think, about 20 to 25 marks over 100. All right. And if you say, yes, I have completed it, when you have not completed it, you know, this is the house of God. You are a man of God. Integrity is one of our watchwords. You cannot be lying. Can you lie? No. Beautiful. So make sure you read it so that you will not have to lie in the exam, that you have read a book that you have not read. Okay. So what am I saying? I'm talking about exam. You write exam every week. And the exam link is available between Monday and Friday. Now, I'm explaining why the link is available for such period. Number one is because you have to read that book before you write the exam. Number two, those who are taking pre-recorded class, all right, they have to listen to it between Friday and, you know, the next week, Thursday. So when they also finish listening to it, they will be able to write the exam. Now, please take note of this. Every exam is going to be 1 hour. Every exam is 1 hour. All right, that's number one. Number two, every exam will be timed. What do I mean by timed? It means that if you start, all right, I mean, if you are not ready to write the exam, please, I'm pleading with you, do not click on the link for the exam. If you are not ready to write the exam, do not click on the link for the exam. The reason is because the exam has a timer. The moment you click, I am ready to start the exam, and the time starts counting, it does not wait for you. You cannot pause it. All right. So you have to finish the exam, or otherwise it will be automatically submitted. So if you just did 2 out of it and you left and thinking that, you know, I'm not ready to write this exam, or you see some of the questions, I'm like, I cannot answer this question now. I have to go back and read. Listen, your time can continue to count. I don't have to do too much emphasis on that, right? So the time will continue to count. So make sure that you are ready to write the exam before you click on it. We use Quellgo in the academy, all right? Further instructions on how to write exam with Quellgo is going to be sent to you on the WhatsApp platform. I believe that is taken. Like I said, the reading assignment is also very important. Make sure you fill the attendance form for every course. And for every course, we are going to be having what we call student review and evaluation. All right, that means the students are going to review every course. So there are two forms you fill after every course. That is, number one is what? Attendance form. And number two is course review, okay, for every course that we do. The forms are going to be plenty. Just, accept it from us like that. Let's do it together that way. I believe all of us will be happy eventually. What's the time? It's my response. Okay. Wow. All right. Time has gone. So basically. All right. So let me say to you, once again, I appreciate everyone who is here. And I'm saying it again, the academy is not going to be convenient. It's not going to be comfortable. We're going to stretch you. We're going to train you. We're going to ask you to do work, to do assignment. Principal has told you that we're going to be writing projects. Listen, our project is not write all you know about grace. That one is not project. That one is just article. Write all you know about grace is an article. All right. Our project topic should be like, all right, discuss. Oh, no. Is it discursive? Okay. Compare and contrast the difference between the growth rate of churches in the southwestern Nigeria and the northeastern Nigeria. Okay, compare and contrast the growth rate of churches in southwest Nigeria and northwest Nigeria. All right, so that means it's a lot of research. You have to understand what is driving growth in the southwest, what is driving growth in the northwest. You have to do questionnaires. go online, gather articles, find information. All right, before you're able to do a project. So a project is not just something just to ask somebody to give you something. No. All right, it's going to be engaging. It's going to be engaging. I think one of the project topics talks about evangelism approach among Gen Z. So it's not just an article you're writing, you're doing research. All right, so like I said, prepare your mind that this season in your life is for growth. And so there is going to come with stretching, it's going to come with extra effort, it's going to come with sacrifices, so that the going does not get tough and you give up. Don't give up, please. There are a lot of tendencies to give up. Do not give up. I'm saying it because I know it is real. You will be tempted to give up. You'll be tempted to say, ah, it's another Friday. All right? Don't give up. Praise God. God, all right, I'm praying from the depth of my heart that God supplies strength to you. He supplies grace. Supplies wisdom. Supplies every resources that you will need in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, the prayer part, I don't know how much to talk about that. Breakfast prayer holds 3 times a week. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But I want you to know that I can call on you to come and pray at any time. Please, I can call on you to come and pray at any time. Of course, you have 2 options. Number one, you can disobey. Number two, you can obey. Do you understand? Those are the 2 options you have. I can just say, okay, tonight, maybe we'll just finish 3 hours class. And I'm like, we're praying for the rest of the evening. Please, just hands off and say, Pastor Adams, I'm in your hands. Or Pastor Femi, I think that's the name. Pastor Femi, I'm in your hands at this point. Do as you like. You understand what I'm saying? I will pray all night. Okay, sleep and wake up and continue. So prepare to pray. Prepare to pray. Prepare to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We cannot fulfill destiny without prayer. All right. Life does not just hand over destiny to you and say, yeah, take, enjoy good life. No, it doesn't work like that. All right. We have to pray. Okay. Prepare. We pray in the place of prayer. So that's important. Prepare towards that. So it's going to be a good ride. It's going to be a good time. Let me also say this because some of us are familiar with the academy. Sorry. I hope I'm taking too much of time. All right. Sorry about that. Some of us are familiar with the academy that we used to have student manual. Right. Student manual in quotes. Well, if you look at the timetable, there are only 2 courses where student handout comes alongside in the reading assignment. That's basis of hermeneutics and I think basis of ministry. The student handbook, the student handout rather, is the reading assignment. Those might be the only 2 courses you have student manual for. All right? Those might be the only 2 courses you will see the student manual. All right? The manual is primarily for the teachers. We expect every teacher to take, I mean, every student rather, to take a detailed note from the class. All right? Our manuals are ready. It's very exotic, beautiful, power-packed, detailed, but you may not see it. So make sure that when classes are going on, make sure you are taking notes. All right. Somebody reached out to me at some point. I think he became an ESCO in his church. And I think Bible study somebody or so. And then he came to me and asked and say, the manual of the academy, he wants to study it so that he can go and use it to teach in his church. All right. That is not allowed. All right. That is not allowed. Okay. So you're expected to take notes. So from the notes you have taken and the things you have understood, go and teach them in your church. So it's not our manual. Will you? All right. No. There's what I'm saying. It's not allowed. It's not allowed. I mean, it's not just one person. I've had a number of persons talk about that who became important thing in their ministry and now want to use our manual to go and teach. Yes, there is an arrangement for that, but you have to buy it. All right. You know, you have to do copyrights here and there and all that. You pay for it and it's heavy. So if you're ready for it, I think his bill was around 140-something thousand. So if you are ready to pay the bill, 146,000 or so, then you are good to go. You get the manual and you can go and make use of it. So why am I saying that is, please take a detailed note so that you can make reference to it for your personal growth. And when, by the time you start having disciples, you can use the notes to teach your disciples. That's beautiful. The things that you have learned, you can go and teach others also. That's our job. All right. Please take detailed notes. That means you have to be serious. You have to be focused in class. All right. With that, I believe that I can always communicate every other thing to us as the classes are going on. Welcome once again to Spiritual Academy. Concerning the money, all right, a number of you have given the privilege to pay 2,000 naira. By the grace of God, after tonight, nobody is allowed to pay 2,000 naira again. All right? Price is now the price, is 7,000. Registration is still open between now and next week, Thursday. All right? Invite your friend, invite your family, invite somebody that you know that they need to go. If you have a boyfriend, if you have a girlfriend, if you have a fiancé, this is an opportunity to invest in your life. Listen, one of the best investments you can make in the life of your partner, your marital partner, is spiritual growth, because it's going to save the two of you a lot of stress. Emotional stress, it's going to save you religious stress, it's going to save you doctrinal stress, it's going to save you social stress. A lot of stress will be saved if you introduce your partner to the same source where you are growing. So if you have a partner, marital partner, couple partner, whatever partner, invite them to be a part of the academy. It's just 7,000 naira for a lifetime of happiness and peace and fulfillment together. Okay? Make sure you do that. Invite them to be a part of it. So if you are yet to pay, some of you have given you scholarship letter. All right? Maximize it. Pay within the period of our agreement. We have between now and the end of August, rather. That's 2 months, right? Between now and the end of August to pay up. If you have not yet finished your payment, make sure you do that, all right? So that's fair, 2 months to pay up, just 2,000 naira for those who we have cut that deal with. Every new person coming in now is 7,000 naira. It's not too much. By January, by the grace of God, the price goes to 20,000 naira, 500. Non-negotiable. No scholarship. 20,500 naira. Your heart is beating. All right, please don't let your heart beat. This is not to scare you. This is just to... No. Please don't let your heart beat. This is a school. And we do our best to be serious. We do our best to be diligent. We give the best. All right? We give the best. You are going to enjoy it. You are going to enjoy it. Okay, let me also say that we are going to be appointing supervisors to us, all right? Everybody will have a supervisor, and everybody will have a prayer partner. Praise God. Listen, every student will have a supervisor. That's among the leaders. We are going to assign supervisors for you. And every student will have a prayer partner, by the grace of God, so that you pray together, all right? And then you encourage one another to be in class and for the breakfast prayer. So we are going to be pairing you up in twos. I'm going to have a prayer partner, and that's important. If you want to be my prayer partner, you have to apply very fast. If you want me to be your prayer partner, apply. Let's come and pray. All right. Okay, supervision, prayer partner. We're going to be giving matric number to you. All right. Please, when you see your matric number, make sure you cram it. Do not forget your matric number. Very important. Do not forget your matric number. You need it for exams. Certificate comes free. I think our certificate is free. As from January, certificate is no longer free. For you, you are going to have your certificate free. And let me also say this, that your graduation will be holding in Ile-Ife. All right, thank God I remember. By December 8th and 9th this year, we're going to be having minister's retreat in Ife. Alongside with that minister's retreat is going to be the student graduation, SOM student graduation. That means your set will be the first set that we're going to be doing physical graduation for. You should be excited. Praise God. Your set will be the first set we'll be doing physical graduation for. That will be taking place in Ile-Ife. So we expect that you come around for the minister's retreat. I'm already looking at how we're going to rent graduation gown. It's going to be awesome by the grace of God. Praise God. All right, before we call it a day, does anybody have a question? Question.
Hello. Hello, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
I see people are dancing. Awesome.
Can you hear me, sir?
Lebacos calibrandos calibraco faligo. Rebate shababalomatus. Resurrende galisto bracolido. Marabo caliato subanda caliti. Barasus of an amenida subratica. All right, in the absence of any question, let us just pray in the spirit. If you have questions, you can just send it, all right. But if you are still there with me, just go ahead and pray in the spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost if you can. If you cannot pray in the Holy Ghost, just go ahead and... Okay, somebody's asking question. All right. All right, depends. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your for the session, sir. So I wanted to confirm just to be sure I'm starting out on the right foot. Apart from downloading the orientation pack yesterday, I'm filling the attendance form for today. Is there any other thing that is required of us before today runs out?
All right, thank you very much. Okay, we have the student brochure. We're expected to read that in detail. Then we have what we call the student's rules and regulation on the website. You should also download and read that. Then we have the consent form. I was particular about the consent form. I've not discussed that with the directors. And the reason is because the academy is, we are a movement, we are growing, we are expanding, we are becoming a phenomenon, we're a global phenomenon. All right, so I don't want a situation where in the next 5-10 years, somebody is coming to the academy and say, we used our picture 10 years ago and we should come and pay for it or something like that. No. So the academy requires it. So there is something we call the consent form. So you read the consent form. And on the attendance form, so the last thing you are supposed to do is to fill the attendance form for tonight. So on the attendance form, there's a place you are sent to reading the rules and regulation, all right? Or if you don't want to accept the rules and regulation, indicate it there, all right? And then the consent form as well, it's separate. So if you're there and then you indicate that, no, you don't want the academy to use your picture, your this and all of that, then we can have a special meeting with you and take your times about it so that we know how to move forward. So that's that. Then lastly, you should download the student timetable so that you get familiar with it. I mean, you are prepared for class. Okay. Other things that you might want to do is to look for ways to start acquiring the books that are listed on the timetable. There are reading assignments, different books that are listed there. So you might want to start acquiring those books. If you are somebody that don't read soft copy, so go and trust God for how you will get the hard copy of those books. But if you are somebody that reads soft copy, I can assure you that I have all those books in my soft copy library. I believe the media director is going to be sharing the books with us as we proceed. Okay, we are going to create a link where all the books will be listed on our website so that you can download the books if you want to start reading ahead of time. So those are some other things that you might want to do, but not compulsory today. So for today, I think we've gotten it covered. All right, thank you. Any other question? Thank you, Sister Glory. Any other question for me today before we go? Okay, please let me also say this. You are not allowed to bring your family to class. All right? See, when you are in class, your husband wants to join you and you listen to class together. No, it's not allowed. Your sister, your daddy, your mommy, they want to join you and listen to our class. No, it's not allowed. Let them come and register for the academy. They can join our breakfast prayer. Our breakfast prayer is open, but they cannot join our class, our teaching classes. All right. Thank you. any other course. All right, let's go ahead and let's give thanks to the Lord. Let's just pray in the Spirit. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Father, we give you thanks. Brande kila brando zolo brande mon rambia kito la gratiga. Ezuza rabaki ikola bereski gibagu begia gadakola. Jabedenga bilisko baragido kalabetuga. Jemborogodo beledi gambi gadigo sebarande kalizo. Baragu diliendo guraba tiliga. Jembonomo zubrande galiga rubuliende gabuletu guruba dekaya. Father, we receive grace and we receive strength for this journey ahead of us. In the name of Jesus. Rubali gabeledo gosi barando gomeniga azuge deka abutelia ruketelo. Ezomere gindiliga barakos keli barando bolomerige difalia. Lord, I pray that none of us will fall away. None of us will get weary. None of us will be tired. Abigetora badina shegubuga akukete rugapaya. Libene dosu brande galatombe rigalatobre gidiakelos. That as we walk together in this academy, in this core ministry, liga bekos kaliberustalievu rubalakaya. The Spirit of God supply grace, supply strength in the name of Jesus, that which everyone require to be excellent in the call of God upon their life is applied. Ebali go raveli garambo kulesko bereninda liga levrando subrakalus. Father, we give you the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, let me say that the recording of this meeting is going to be available on the website by tomorrow morning. So those who cannot follow, all right, because we have two options. We have online live class and online pre-recorded class. So those who want to listen to the recording, that website that is on the page for the orientation, this class is going to be uploaded on that site maybe before the end of today. And I want us to also note that breakfast prayer is starting on Monday. And our breakfast prayer is really breakfast. It is 4:30 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. so that you can go and pray on your own before the day starts. So, I sleep late. I don't care. Whatever time you sleep, you have to be up by 4:30 to pray on Mondays, on Wednesdays, and on Fridays. 4:30 a.m. on Monday is the next time that we are meeting as an academy. All right, let the grace of God rest upon you. The blessing of the Lord is upon you and the works of your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. As you go tonight, I pray that the burden of the Spirit and the conviction of the vision of the Lord is stronger in your heart in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.